Welcome to the Essence of Change podcast, a conversation where transformation happens, with your co-hosts Omar Ben Musa and Dr. Keith Blevins. Here is the first episode.
Hello and welcome, everyone. This is the introduction for our new podcast series called The Essence of Change with your co-host Omar Ben Musa and Dr. Keith Blevins. Welcome, Keith. This is really an amazing thing that we actually came together to do this. It came out of pure, service to all humans to explore with us the building blocks, let's say, of change. What makes change happen? And I guess this will be an interesting podcast because in our society, there are a lot of people suffering out there. And so our hope, me and Dr. Keith, is to bring about change, not that change that is temporary, but the essence of change that is unshakable, that is lasting. Because I do really believe that we are somehow okay inside of us. Every one of us has this okayness, has this space that cannot be damaged. And once we have a look at it and get glimpses into that space, magical things happen. Healing happens. Problems in relationships get fixed. If there is any stress or anxiety there, it will be gone. And many, many other hopeful things that that's what we will be talking about, me and Dr. Keith. So welcome, Keith.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It was a pleasure. And I couldn't have said it any better way that we're, since the first time we met, every time since, I've come back to this kind of that depth of change myself, and I've appreciated your own sense of it. It's a kind of a wordless thing. I know we talk together and we use words, but it's wordless in that there's a transfer. Something transpires, and something of real that's kind of magical, you could say. It's kind of beyond the intellect, you could say it that way. And a lot of things, one of the things that helped me with this whole matter was Sydney Banks, and I know we'll talk probably about him some, but he said once he was 43 years old and never known what he called a fact. And he said, when a fact appears, the ego collapses on a particular subject, and there are trillions of subjects. Well, when I heard him say that, it made me kind of focus on, well, what's the one subject that isn't egotistical, or that isn't relevant to all these other issues and problems and personality differences and all the things that the world is so enamored with. And he said, he put it in a way that I related to. He said it's that everyone on earth is looking for one magical thought. And then he went on to say, and you know what that one thought is? And, or someone else asked him, well, what is that one thought? And he said, that one thought is no thought. And when I heard that little story, Then he told a story about a man who said, well, he was in a group, and this man says, well, I tried no thought, and I was driving down the road, and I went into no thought, and it scared me, and I almost ran off the road. It was the worst experience I'd ever had in my life. And so Sid says, and you're saying that this all happened in no thought? And he said, that's right. He said, actually, it was the thought of fear. I had the thought of it frightened me. And he said, so you must have been thinking to have that fear. Isn't that correct? And the man really stopped and looked at it. And he said, he didn't say anything. And Sid made his point that it wasn't the absence, it wasn't no thought that frightened him. It was fear that frightened him. And so when I heard that little story, it brought home something to me that had been brought home to me many times before in my listening to Sidney Banks. And I once again found a transformational relationship to a spiritual truth that was really important to me, and I know it to be important to everybody, and I see that truth getting communicated and talked about, and you in particular, I've noticed, Omar, you have a feeling for that, and you know about that, and you stick to it, and I really respect that, because I find that's a very very elegant, special way of being that people who are true, what I would call true healers, or true people that are very they're very humble, they're very very powerful in the work that they do with people, and I love the chance to have this podcast be oriented around that, and communicate it and share it. So I'm very, very happy to be here myself.
Yeah, my pleasure, Keith. I've been excited to be doing this with you. First of all, because you are the first person that that really pointed me to this direction. I mean, it was through Mahmoud Youssef, but he wasn't speaking. You were the guy running the show, let's say. And that had a huge impact in me. And since I started looking into this direction, magic happened. Since I started looking into this direction, the essence of change became more obvious to me, and clear and easy to get in touch with. And it's not, I know for sure that it's not my little mind or my intellect that is, it doesn't mean that I'm so smart. It just means that I just let myself get out of the way and see that for myself. And this is what my work at the moment is all about, is to point out the purity of who we truly are, our innocence. And what's Sidney Banks' message, you know, that he's blessed us with. So why don't you share with us, who do you think this podcast is for?
Well, I mean, in my mind, everyone has this gift within themselves. And it's a single point, a single pointedness of a gift. It's not like other things. There's a uniqueness to it, and that uniqueness is this. You could call it your soul or your essence, your true identity. And the people have this capability of finding this essence, and it allows them to recognize that there's no separation between the spiritual and the physical. Like, it gives us the means by which we can bear witness to that, to the truth of that fact. It's not an intellectualized understanding, but it is transformative and very the energy of it, the feeling of it, the experience of it, the vibration of it, the sense of it is real. It's true, and it's not just a fictional commodity. It's some sort of resonance with life itself, that we are that, and that we are that genuinely that, and genuine transformation involves that. It doesn't involve, oh, I'm going to make a plan for changing this habit or that habit, or it's not about that. It's about that deep a place within each of us that is transcendent or not of this world, but true. It's about truth, and I want to talk about that with you, and I want to share that with our audiences, and I want to hold that up as a sort of like, let's make this about that. And that is one way to say that is the essence of change. So anytime you see true change in someone, true change, you're going to see that's going to be part of that story. Always. And it can happen for anyone, any place, any time. There's no physical limitations on it. It's a spiritual truth that can't be. There's no demographic. It's not just for one race or another, or sex or another. It's beyond. It's Sid had this way of saying it. Beyond time, space, and matter. Whatever is beyond that this pure essence of energy that is comes through us and that we use to experience creation with is that. And that's worth talking about.
I love it. And as you mentioned, Keith, this is not for particular people. It's for every human being, every human soul. And this conversation will be mainly a soul-based conversation where we will be sharing from our soul to yours, in a hope of you listening without having anything on this conversation, without trying to understand what we're talking about from an intellectual level. And what could happen from listening from this space is just magic. It's absolutely magical what could happen. And in some way, you could describe it as miraculous. Miracles happen in these conversations like this. I know I've seen many. And I know that what I've seen, or the people that I've seen heal, are not the exception to this. They are not the exception to this rule. They are the rule in action. And so are you. We all are.
You know, you reminded me of is that there's many things have been said about that, what we're talking about. And Sid Banks was just such an eloquent, unbelievable teacher about that. And he said he said once that anyone who's talking about the now, because that's another thing he said, that this is beyond time, and the now was beyond time. He said anyone who's talking about the now and miracles aren't happening, then they don't know what they're talking about. And I think that that's another way to talk about this. this no thought thing that we're talking about is there's a nowness to it that is soulful, and you can it has its own dynamics, doesn't it? Yeah, it has its own. It plays by its own rules. It's not ministered by anything or anyone. No one can take responsibility for it, or would dare to, or think that they could, because it's not personal. And and I would say too, I rarely find people are talking about this. And so I think it's high time that it was talked about, because it's so unusual and rare to find it. I think it could become more of everyday discourse with so many people. But in order to have that, you would have to have people that understand this essence and has had a sense of the transformative nature of it. Like, you know, that aren't running off to the left and right of it, but kind of trying to stick to the main channel that it lives in. We have this river that we will we take tubes down in the summer here where I live, and in late summer the river gets shallow, but there's always a main channel, and that shifts around with different rains or whatever, but there's always a main channel. But if you want to float, you got to be able to read the water, and you got to stick to the, you think, oh, this is where the river turns, and the main channel is right up against that left bank coming up there. And so you paddle over to get your tube into that left bank channel, so because that's where the water is going to be deeper and it's going to carry you further down the road, you know, down the river. And I love finding that channel and getting over towards it. But then, you know, I do run into the gravel bars sometimes, and I have to get up and pull my inner tube over and get back where the water is. It's there, but it's hard to see it at all times, but it still carries you along.
Beautiful. You know, one thing that occurred to me while you were talking is that I remember when I was learning how to swim, and my dad used to, you know, always carry me and tell me to just relax because I'll be held by the water. And me thinking that I'm relaxed, I'm not. And then I just I just ended up underwater. And so the moment I truly just surrendered to the water, I was held by it. And it really changed my relationship with water and swimming. So I learned how to swim just by surrendering to water and just by floating with it and flowing with it. And so I brought up this this experience because it's the same thing we're going to be talking about, is that the essence of change is always there up for grabs when we surrender to it. And the only thing that comes in the way is you know, our misguided thought, our beliefs, our opinions, the rules we put up with ourselves, the meaning we give to things outside of us. And, you know, these conversations like this will loosen up our thinking to that, to see that all what we've been looking for, is there within us and has been there all this time.
I love that, because I you know, you couldn't be more accurate with the beliefs and the concepts and the good ideas and the processes and the techniques and the methods and the problems and the issues and others. Just like I said earlier, there's trillions of those, and they're all the gravel bars. They're all what you find yourself running up on, that you don't move. You know, and you can tell that everyone's designed to be you know, to float, or just to be in the river and find the channel, because it's there. But there's only one, you know it's only that works one way, that channel that moves you forward and enriches you and satisfies you and nourishes you is always the same. It's a changeless channel. Your little mind is full of change, ideas, fears, and doubts, and worries, and there's just amazing amount of kind of things that are not worth your mind's time with. Yet we all do. We all get tempted. But once you sort of know how that works, I have seen people become they get a lot less tempted to think that this is it, even if their minds are filled up at the time with the relevancies, as you mentioned earlier when we were talking. You can get caught in those eddies or those gravel bars or those ruminations or thinking about hurts or the past or whatever. But once you know the difference, it's a lot less tempting to keep thinking about it. You're going to eventually kind of run out of thought on that. Because you know that there's a difference between thought that is original thought that has a spiritual tenor to it, a spiritual magical note to it, and the other. And so you then, well, to use my metaphor earlier, you kind of find out, oh, I'm caught in the gravel, the channel's over there, I'm going to have to stand up and drag my vessel over there and get back with how this works, rather than being stuck on how it doesn't work. So once people, like, in terms of change, in my mind, I don't know if you find this true for you too, or for the people you work with, but once they sort of get that an in-depth experience of transformative change, they're kind of good to go. You know, they might and will undoubtedly run aground again, but that you're not really worried about them, because you know they'll find their way back again. So once they've kind of could tell the difference, that difference kind of stick, it kind of goes in there and sort of means something to you. It means like you've found what you're looking for. When you find what you're looking for and you realize that it was that where it was and what it is, you have to sort of, I mean, in a way, you're so grateful, or you find out you find a way to kind of laugh at your folly of not really, you know, of being lost. And it's, it kind of brings instant forgiveness and resilience. And that's the purpose of our program here, is to communicate about that, and to we found that by talking about this and couching it in one way or another, sharing it, that really, it tends to engender it in other people, not by the words, but by, it's kind of like a stimulant or a way of honoring or acknowledging something within every person, that every person is made of that stuff. And they, in their heart, they know about it. And when you hear somebody else talking about it, it kind of, it's like a note. They get a note, like, it's like the God passed them a note or something and said, look at that. There, right there. What's that? And so they kind of get respectful of that place within themselves, where their mind, their little mind, goes to sleep. Their ego mind goes to sleep.
And this is exactly what we really want to explore in this podcast. I think we made it clear to people how we want to go on about this podcast. And so so thank you, Keith, for sharing what we're gonna be exploring together. And I'm really looking forward for the next episode.
Me too, Omar. It should be fun.
Absolutely.
Okay, great.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.